Are we simply unwilling to acknowledge that human genius can be vulnerable to bacteria? Asks modest Tchaikovsky, younger brother of Peter, in Patrick Mason's latest show, which struggles with the knot of claims and counterclaims surrounding the composer's early death. In My Brother Peter, Mason and actor Bosco Hogan as Modest are working with the Irish Chamber Orchestra to create a unique performance that's part dramatic storytelling, part concert, blending the story of the brothers' relationship with a programme of Tchaikovsky music, culminating in a performance of the Serenade for Strings. I went to meet Mason and Hogan at rehearsals in Dublin.
Forgive me, I should introduce myself. Tchaikovsky. Modest Tchaikovsky, a brother, younger brother, and not a musician, thank God.
It's one of the strange things about words and music, that the interaction is actually very difficult. I learned this both by doing quite a lot of opera work, but also working on Brian Friel's play performances, where he bases the play around a rehearsal of the Janáček Intimate Letters string quartet. And there's this critical balance between drama and, if you like, concert, that you can contextualize music dramatically to a point, and then it actually just becomes music.
No, not a musician, though I know a thing or two. Words are my passion, words and stories. I'm a writer, novelist, playwright, biographer. Perhaps you've heard of my plays. Prejudice? Symphony? A Day in St. Petersburg? No? Ah, well, that's theatre for you.
When Irish Chamber Orchestra asked me to consider the piece, we agreed to base it around a performance of the Serenade for Strings. And that was sort of important, that would be a performance of the Serenade for Strings. So the piece culminates in that, if you like.
I also wrote the libretti for Iolanta and the Queen of Spades. Yes, of course, you have heard of them. First the words, then the music, as they say in the opera house. Though my brother Peter was not impressed by that. My dear, he said to me when we first started working together, never forget, music begins where words fail. Trifle irritating in the circumstances.
One of the things that Modest Tchaikovsky, who's this sort of revenant who comes back to, as he says, stop the nonsense and celebrate the music. One of his things is that, you know, the music is the music and the life is the life. And this modern obsession with trying to mix the two is not necessarily a good thing. Mind you, he has his own agenda for saying that. He's quite defensive about his brother and particularly about whether it was suicide or accidental death, in which any family member would be pretty wound up about that.
After our mother died so tragically young, and father had, well, mother retreated from this world, it was Peter who acted as mother and father to us all. And he took his responsibilities toward us very seriously. Oh, very seriously indeed. Our education, our welfare, our moral formation, which was to prove yet another source of irritation, as might be expected.
And he attempts to kind of use the music to reinforce his argument. The trouble with music is, of course, it doesn't tell simple stories like that. In fact, it tells no story and every story. So, you know, it doesn't exactly work out for him. But the attempt is made. And why Modest kind of leapt out at me, not only because he's the first biographer, but also because he was the younger brother, and also he was also gay, like his elder brother. And unlike his elder brother, he seems to have been actually a very contented, out gay man. And then the latest biography, Alexander Pochnansky's biography, which is the one I decided to kind of follow, Because Poznanski is an extremely good scholar, but he's also Russian-speaking and also had had access to the Tchaikovsky archive, in the most recent access to the Tchaikovsky archive, the one hesitates to think what's happened to it under Putin. And he tells a very, very different story, and a fascinating story about how actually, of course everyone knew what was going on. How did the secret police not know? And there was a very sophisticated and well-connected gay circle in Petersburg and Moscow that went all the way up to the Tsar's brother. So it makes this whole question of, you know, Tchaikovsky being victimized and ordered to drink poisoned water, it makes it actually rather implausible. And so what I liked was, A, the contradictions in the stories, and B, it opens up the questions of why are we prepared to believe one story rather than another? And how, of course, that becomes very revealing of our own biases and prejudice.
It seems very timely because, as you say, things are changing rather rapidly in Russia. And to tell the story of Tchaikovsky as a gay man has now become a problem in Russia again.
A huge problem, and apparently there's this major kind of biopic, a new biopic of Tchaikovsky, which has been in the pipeline now for years. And effectively, it has been edited out. I mean, the screenplay has been changed and changed to take out all references to any kind of sexual shenanigans, anything about the marriage, anything about his sort of gay life whatsoever. So we're back at a stage of this sort of airbrushing of, you know, these unfortunate elements of the great national composer. And one of the points Poznanski makes in his biography is that in having access, this is after Perestroika, after Gorbachev, when he got back to Russia, that the Soviets had redacted some of the correspondence, but by no means all of it. And he was still able to read the letters and to see all this stuff spelt out. And one wonders what's happened to that archive now.
My Brother Peter opens at the Town Hall Theatre, Galway, on Wednesday, February 12th, and tours to Ennis, Thurles, Limerick, Castlebar, Ockram and Tralee, then ending up in the Pavilion Theatre, Dunleary, Dublin, on February 22nd. IrishChamberOrchestra.com for more.